Jura et Saint-Tropez.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Les Alpes et les Pyrénées.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Dernière étape, Champs-Élysées.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Aller en grand braqué,
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Sprint final à l'arrivée,
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Thank you.
life's a trip. So now it's time I flip the script. Today is the day to die. I laugh or cry, cause life is just a big old lie. I'm telling you to get out of my way. It's my dilemma, so now you must pay.
here, and let's see. Okay. I can be heard over the music. I feel like it might be loud though, because like before when I did this, that was like a notch.
Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:14:40. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:14:50. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:15:00. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:15:10.
Englisch.
Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:15:20. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:15:30. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:15:40.
Hallo?
Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:15:50.
Test?
Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:16:00. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:16:10. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4:16:20. Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4 Uhr 16 und 30 Sekunden.
Hello, hello, hello.
Beim nächsten Ton ist es 4 Uhr 16 und 40 Sekunden.
I don't know what language they're speaking. I think it's German. It's either German or French, I think. Oh, it quit. There we go. Where's Snowdust? He knows languages. How do I make it so that my cell phone can send beeps? Can I? Alerts and sounds. I don't think I can. Ring on camera. I don't have a camera, Max says. Audio codecs. Yep. Play DTMF tones back to me. So, can I send sounds? I think. I don't know. So, okay, I think my mic is a bit loud. It definitely is. It's like obnoxious. Task or not. Sounds. Microphone. Listen. Levels. 80. Is that better? I don't know. I feel like I sound muted. Hello. Thank you for calling the SDF Public Access Unix System. Okay, that's if I'm like right in front of my microphone, but I don't want to be right in front of my microphone. Okay, what if I keep it at 80, but I change sounds, recording, microphone, listen, levels, plus 10 decibels. Okay, hello. I just sound really muted. I don't like listening to myself. Good gosh. Carro mio ben, credi mio men, senza di te languisce il cuore. Caro mio ben, credi mio men, senza di te languisce il cor. Caro somebody get online? No.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master
Clock. Oh,
at the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 22 hours, 20 minutes, 45 seconds. Universal Time, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 50 seconds.
Thank you, U.S. Navy.
U.S. Naval Observatory
Master Clock.
At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 22 hours, 21 minutes, exactly. Universal Time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 5 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 22 hours, 21 minutes, 15 seconds. Universal Time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 20 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 22 hours.
Someday, someone will get onto a non-radio on VoIP by SDF on a non-radio. Why can I hear, like, weird. If I have like high pitched tones, they get played back to me, and I don't understand why. It's like speakerphone mode. I don't know if there's a difference. I'm gonna get archived, and it's just gonna be me talking to myself. Sounds great. Why do I sound so different? Usually I don't actually hear a big difference in my voice over something like this, just because, like, I've heard my voice on recording so much that kind of the voice that I hear on recording is merged in my brain with the voice that I hear on in my head, but for some reason right now, it just sounds different. It sounds much lower than it does in my head. I don't like it. The hell? Did something explode or what? Hold up. Maybe it was just somebody coming across the railroad. Damn, that didn't sound like it.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello, two other parties.
That was lightning. Or not lightning, but thunder.
I looked out the back door and it's raining.
Here.
The whole damn world's gonna blow up. Okay. Check on the computer. Hopefully don't get electrocuted or something. mow the grass in my freaking life. Hello?
Hello?
Is somebody there?
Yeah, it's Kat. I snuck in while you were looking at Thunder and Lightning.
Oh. My thought when I sat back down was, wow, I really hope nobody heard that. And then I heard a sound, and I was like, oh, God. They're here. How's your day?
I'm keeping me busy.
Oh, yeah, you live in the UTC plus something land.
Plus 10, I think we are.
Yeah. We're minus 6, so.
Another work day for me. It's Friday, though, so it's not working very hard.
Gotta get down with Friday. Hold on, my monitor connection came loose. I sat down. Oh. There we go. Are we broadcasting perfectly on a non-radio now?
Were, yeah. I don't know if it still is. I had to
just test it. It is working. Thankfully. I was Tomasino and Snowdusk would show up like they did the other day. Need to beckon them. Let me see. Is my mic better than it was the other day?
It does sound better, yeah.
Yeah. Because I realized that before it was turned up very high. I didn't realize it while we were talking, but I listened to a few minutes of the archive and I was like, oh, God. Oh, no. Direct at Snowdusk at Tomasino. Wait, which Tomasino? Oh, okay. That's the first one. I've done nothing all day, I think.
Not sure.
I don't remember at this point. I left to go to Burger King and I came back and now my memory's been erased. Don't eat fast food. It's dangerous. That's how the Americans are controlled, cheeseburgers.
When I was over there in April, in May, I just ate like shit. I had the worst diet. It was fast food all the way. And I was there for 40 days that didn't come from like a restaurant or a fast food place.
Mm.
I just went really hard. Okay. I ate a lot of... a lot of food out of the freezer. A lot of frozen pizzas. A lot of frozen sandwiches. So much better over there. Australian food is crap.
I mean, that's basically what I eat all the time, and I think that's the problem. Like, you're talking like it's a thing in the past, and I'm like, well, that's me every day.
That's my week.
Exactly. My week. That's like an hour or two. What, 18 frozen pizzas, 25 cheeseburgers?
Line them up.
I don't measure things in U.S. dollar. I measure it by the cheeseburger. How many cheeseburgers you could buy with that?
Then use it as a measure of value and like a measure of distance. How many cheeseburgers from me to you?
Exactly.
Wait, how much do I weigh in cheeseburgers?
I'm going to Google that. How many cheeseburgers to Australia?
That gave me nothing. Cheeseburger is, what is cheese? Let's think like a McDonald's, like Burger King cheeseburger. That would be, that's the wrong units. They're about 4 inches across. And let's, for the sake of this, to make this easier, let's use a meters. So 4 times 4.25, 2.54. 2.5. Okay, so about 10 centimeters across is a cheeseburger. So, we're going to do some advanced math. Advanced arithmetic. Alright, so we have 10 centimeters per cheeseburger, which is 100 centimeters in a meter. And from which part of Australia are you in?
Melbourne. So okay. Right down south.
So from Moss Point, Mississippi to Melbourne, Australia. What's the AU, right? Yeah, AU. To Melbourne, Australia in meters. Okay. It'll give me miles, but, oh. Okay. This is 9,375 miles. That, too, is 15, it's about 15,000 kilometers. So there's 1,000 meters in a kilometer. And there's 15,000 kilometers. I guess flip that. So it's 15,000 times 1,000 times 100 divided by 10. You are about 150 million cheeseburgers away. It's the first time I've ever used them as a unit of distance, but it works. These are the important things that we figure out on SDF.
I wonder how far you could get along that count of cheeseburgers before your heart just gave in. This is like, I don't think I could even leave the country. I'd get a cheeseburger from here to the sea, and then my heart would just be like, no more cheeseburgers, please.
Well, I like your way of thinking, because I wasn't thinking about eating the cheeseburgers on the way there.
How else are you going to get there?
I mean, that's true. You'd be so fat, you'll just float straight across the ocean.
I'm just going to Pac-Man it straight across the country.
You'd be larger than the Titanic by the time you get there. How much does a cheeseburger weigh? Like 300 grams? Okay, a double cheeseburger is 5.8 ounces. That tells me nothing. 2 pounds. That's 0.36 pounds. Okay. I can do that. So 0.3625 times 150 million. That's 54 million pounds. How many kilograms is that? LBS to kg. That, oh my dear lord, that is 24 million kilograms. I'd eat that. Gotta watch my figure. I mean, it's not like it's 25 million kilograms or anything.
Mm.
My Fitness Pal would just be like, stop immediately.
But that is great. These are the important questions that the inventors of the computer wanted us to answer. This is why Tim Berners-Lee came up with the World Wide Web.
It's like someday people are going to want to measure things in cheeseburgers.
Exactly.
Weigh things in cheeseburgers. I've got to make the way, prepare the way for them.
Exactly. Previously, we just had to measure it like with an abacus.
We would have to go down to the store, get a cheeseburger, weigh a cheeseburger, measure a cheeseburger.
Exactly. Like, who can do all that? That's too much. By the time you get back from the store, you'll already have eaten the cheeseburger. It's really bad, like, system.
I wonder if there's a difference in the average size and weight between Australian cheeseburgers and American cheeseburgers. So we'd have to have some sort of conversion rate if we were measuring in Australian cheeseburgers versus American cheeseburgers.
That's true. You have imperial cheeseburgers and metric cheeseburgers.
Imperial cheeseburgers and metric cheeseburgers, you're right.
How many metric cheeseburgers is that? I wouldn't be surprised if like 58% of my blood was already like grease from hamburgers, but still. It is a great idea, though. The yellow brick road was just a euphemism for McDonald's. That's right, kids. Follow the yellow brick road. Straight to your arteries. So sad that our like six mysterious listeners from the other night have vanished.
I was saying on Mastodon that next Thursday the Living Computer Museum is going to be open until 8. They do the first Thursday of the month. They do like a late one.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be worse on the open VoIP just trying to hit the payphone in the bit zone, the desk phone in the basement, see if you can get anyone in the exhibit.
I think SDF actually has like somewhat of a relationship with them too.
Just with the Living Computer Museum.
Yeah, I think so.
I think SMJ does work for them. Like as a volunteer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we've, the phones are set up all through the SDF, for the 80s Rewind thing.
Yeah.
No, I saw, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that's, they had the 3B2 set up there, like a few months ago.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they did.
Just call in and be like, hey, what's up? This is SDF.
what's your name? SDF Michael Jones. I think if my first name started with an F, I'd change it to SDF.
FDF?
Yes. SDF Hunter Downing. I don't know. That depends on, like, how much I'm paying to SDF. I think it's, like, $75 to change your name. So unless my fees exceed $75, I don't think I'd be spending it on that. I've prepared a Bob's Computer Repair commercial, but I really want I want more people here to be able to hear it. Come on down to Bob's Computer Repair. The authorized repair service of STF. I think Dojo was listening, maybe. He said, is that you monologuing? And I was like, oh no. Snowdusk, he is here. Hello. Hello and welcome to SDF Open Mic. Or Open Voipu. Open Voipu. Of course. I have the cat with a C on the line. The more he came on the line himself. Oh, yeah. I don't think he can. Can you see Calm?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Oh, Snowda said hello, cat.
Hello.
Snowda, you should join us on TDA. Since we're your favorite people ever. We must coax the snow dusk. Gary the snow dusk.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
Mr. Gary SDF Snowdusk the First. Keep getting confused looking at the UTC date it's like 2:00 UTC, so it's the 29th of June, and I'm not allowed to be the 29th of June yet.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
We have to steal him and make him be irresponsible. We're not allowed to be adults on the SDF. I also like how I clicked on a Bod Baby on Mastodon and just went to it in Chrome, and I'm just like, wait, what's going on? Snowda said he wants to hear my Bob's Computer Repair ad, and I think that Don't Do What does too. So, since I have an audience, I'll go ahead and do it. Hey there, I'm Bob from Bob's Computer Repair. We fix laptops, desktops, phones, tablets, and everything in between. Hell, I fixed a microwave last week. We've got raspberry pies, apple pies, blueberry pies. We've got cheeseburgers. You come on down to Bob's Computer Repair, and we'll get it fixed. We fix it so you don't have to. 1-800-COMPUTER at Bob's Computer Repair. I brought my laptop to Bob's Computer Repair, and he fixed it real good. You got a cheeseburger too, didn't you? Yeah, but it wasn't too good, Bob. Well, shit. 1-800-COMPUTER at Bob's Computer Repair. That's 1-800-COMPUTER. That's 1-800-266-7887. Get 10% off your first repair at Bob's Computer Repair. Located at 401 Main Street, CH Mod 655. AOL keyword, Bob. 1-800-COMPUTER. 1-800-COMPUTER. 1-800-COMPUTER at Bob's Computer Repair.
That's all. Nailed it.
Hello, caller. Your lovely friend has given you this number because he or she has decided to outsource your friendship to India. I am to take over for his or her friendship duties and requirements from now on. My good name is Prakash Paranad Chinidil Palalal Chum Palalal Chimpardankar. But you may call me BFF, best friend for a very long time indeed. So, how are you, good buddy? Do not be upset that your friend has outsourced the friendship to India. It is not necessarily meaning that he or she is no longer liking you or that you are annoying and call too much. Perhaps your friend is simply too busy. Either way, I am to instruct you to no longer call the friend who is giving you this number. Your friendship has now officially been outsourced to India and I am now your new replacement friend. It was so good to have this conversation with you, my good friend. I cannot wait for you to call me once again. Peace out.
HumorHotlines.com.
And sponsored by PredictionLog.com, our new site that lets you officially log your predictions on sports, politics, pop culture, reality TV, anything you might make predictions about. Each prediction is logged with an official date stamp and timestamp so you've got proof that you called it. Predict it, log it, prove it with PredictionLog.com.
Hello, caller. Your lovely friend has given you this number because he or she has decided to outsource your friendship to India. I am to take over for his or her friendship duties and requirements from...
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
I just remember there was like la 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 like three times. Snowdust said my Bob's Computer Shop ad is awesome. Thank you, Snowdust. Thank you, Dokcha. Most of that came to me while I was in the shower. I busted laughing about the cheeseburger thing, and so like I was like, I have to actually write this down. Like I thought I was about to fall out of the shower whenever I like it just suddenly just came to me. It was just like, we've got raspberry pies, apple pies, blueberry pies, hell, we've got cheeseburgers. My favorite part. The greatest thing is in reality, I think it just describes my actual computer repair with like the people that I serve.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
I wonder if there was if the AOL keyword Bob was ever actually used for anything.
I mean, I'm pretty sure AOL keyword is kind of like, I'm feeling lucky with Google, where it's just like the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. Kentucky people do have a southern accent, so does. But, But it's like a Kentucky Southern. So there's different Southern accents, because Snowdust said do Kentucky people have Southern accents. And, yeah, so, like, they're all an accent, but they are varied, not only in, like, dialect, but also just in how they sound. I don't know how at all to describe it. I mean, Zelvium doesn't. I mean, a lot of times I don't have, it depends. It depends on the voice that I'm in that day. Because my voice changes a lot. My voice is, it just depends on who I'm talking to and whatever. And, because, like, I know you heard me, I know Kat heard me whenever I was talking about the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a different human being entirely. Thanks for making over the damn railroad track. I don't know. It's fun. It's what gets you to have all those different voices. Like Bob from Bob's Computer Repair. I was hoping somebody would comment on the 401 Main Street, CH Mod 655.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
But I hope that this gets archived, and from now on I hear this all throughout SDF. I don't think I ever actually used AOL keywords, though. Because I did use AOL when I was younger, but the only things I ever even remember was, like, AOL keyword, PBS Kids. And, I don't think I ever went to it, because I think by the time I was old enough to think to go to it, the world had already kind of been like, dial-up's too slow to get DSL.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, forget that.
I don't know what we had down here. We didn't have AOL. Oh, we had one called, like, Oz something, AussieNet.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like a similar marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Might have been AusNet. Like you'd get like just like free hours on floppy disks. I've got an album from the 90s, late 90s, that is bundled with a multimedia CD. It's got like interviews and a music video on it. And they snuck it on there. It's got the little logo on the front. It like comes with 100 free hours of internet access. I thought about trying to install it, see if I can get my hours, but it's probably a bit late now.
That sounds really similar to like AOL's marketing strategy, though.
Mm.
Which AOL, if they, I don't know if they were international, but I figure if they were, probably they would have different names, because AOL is, you know, short for America Online. AOL was the world. Now you can get online with SDF's dial-up service. I think it's like $9 a month, actually. That's how many they cost. But the other thing with that box. Oh, so $7 to $10 a month. within US.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
What dial-up service do you use? Because for like your Mac Classic.
It was Aussie Mail was the company I was thinking of.
Aussie Mail?
And that, yeah, Aussie Mail. Their marketing strategy was really similar to AOL. Just a bunch of bundling hours, free hours, cover discs on magazine hours and things like that.
Is it Aussie as in like Australia, or is it Aussie as in like Ozzy Osbourne?
Oz as in like the land of Oz, so Oz email. OZEMAIL. This article is a part of a series about the
Because when you said it, the first thing I thought of was like, it's Ozzy Osbourne's net service. Living on the wheels of a crazy train at 56 kilobits a second. I have, like, a Hayes modem. I also have a newer modem that would work with Mac SE, but I don't have a home phone, so I couldn't use it.
I mean, like, I just became a computer, and there was no damage, and that's it. Like, I don't know,
Hello, Harry Larry.
3 months. Now, I can't do it anymore. There's 3 months of pain. You see that, there's so many more things and stuff.
Vote Jets, note Oscar you're talking about in com about how AOL was really hard to cancel. And it was. I remember there were videos as late as like probably 2010, 2011 about AOL being basically impossible to cancel. Because they were like, yes, but sir, please stay on our service. And everybody was like, no, thanks. AOL, I think, also actually tried marketing a high-speed internet service, but they didn't do very well.